The Box Office with Harrogate Theatre, Harrogate Convention Centre and the Royal Hall.
Hello, I'm Richard Catton from Harrogate Convention Centre.
And I'm Pete Edgerton from Stray FM Daytime, sitting in for Rachel Orty from Harrogate Theatre.
So today we see kicking off at the Royal Hall the first day of the International Gilbert and Sullivan Festival. Opening show tonight, but don't worry if you can't make it to that. We've got 3 weeks of performances, the finest performances actually, from professional and amateur groups from around the world. Bring you classic comic operas from Gilbert and Sullivan, such as The Mikado, Yeoman of the Guard and HMS Pinafore. Great sing-along comic operas there. Tickets are on sale now. It's the 25th year of the International Gilbert and Sullivan Festival in the Royal Hall. Kicks off tonight and it goes on until August the 28th.
Also tied in with the festival is the Pirates of Penzance Opera North Youth Group, who are bringing it to life Friday afternoon at 2:30. Now, the Pirates of Penzance, if you weren't aware, is one of the most enduringly popular of Gilbert and Sullivan's great comic creations, full of memorable melodies that you'll be humming all the way home. With a band of swashbuckling pirates who are really peers of the realm, a completely dotty Major General, his beautiful daughters and a bumbling bunch of hopeless but hilarious policemen whose lot is definitely not a happy one, what could possibly go wrong?
Right, I'm going to look a little bit further ahead to September now, and we've got two Evening with Style shows coming up in September. You might want to get your tickets for now. First up, we've got Richard E. Grant. Now, he's with us on September the 2nd, ahead of Harrogate Film Festival. And he'll be chatting about his career in film and stage. Now, you will know him from films such as Logan, he's been in Game of Thrones, he's in Bram Stoker's Dracula, and we can forgive him for appearing in Spice World when we consider that he was in With Neil and I with his absolutely fantastic portrayal of a down-and-out actor. That is Richard E. Grant in the Royal Hall on September the 2nd. Moving ahead to Sunday the 23rd of September, we've got another British acting legend, Michael Palin. Now, this is a bit different for him. He'll be putting all his skills as a master storyteller into recounting the tale of the ill-fated HMS Erebus. Now, this was found on the floor of Queen Maud Gulf in 2014, almost 220 years after it was set out to explore the Atlantic. It's a great story told by a great storyteller. That's Michael Palin. Also in the Royal Hall on Sunday the 23rd of September.
And staying with the month of September, courtesy of the Harrogate Theatre Repcast, three plays within 3 weeks begins on the 4th of September with Boeing Boeing, all about Bernard, a very successful architect living in Paris. He thinks he can have it all, get away with it, but old school chum Richard arrives. Bernard relishes the chance to show off his first-class operation at work. Unfortunately, schedules change. Flights are delayed and a new turbocharged Boeing aircraft is introduced. Chaos ensues in a very funny whirl of mayhem and matchmaking. The other two plays that are in the series are Dial M for Murder and Private Lives, all of which you can book now with the Box Office.
And a quick reminder, end of this month, August the 31st to September the 2nd, The Great Brick Adventure, an absolute must event for Lego fans of all ages. Lots of activities there, all Lego based, and some amazing Lego brick sculptures. We've just taken delivery of the first one, a 5-metre-long dragon, absolutely spectacular. That is The Great Brick Adventure, 31st of August to 2nd of September. Tickets are really selling fast now, we're into the school holidays, so act quick.
The Box Office. Book your tickets now at harrogatetheatres.co.uk. Stray FM.